online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Navy SEALs in Thailand say all 12 boys and their football coach who were trapped in a flooded cave for more than 2 weeks have been rescued. Witnesses have reported some being taken away on stretchers today after 8 of the children were brought to safety over the last 2 days. Sky's Siobhan Robbins is at the hospital in Chiang Rai where they're being taken.
Some of the first boys out of the cave have seen their parents. Now, they're not allowed to be in the same room as them, but they've been allowed to see them through some glass, so they have been reunited in that sense. It must be such a huge relief for those parents as well.
KM FM News.
Theresa May says she chaired a productive cabinet meeting this morning, the first since the resignations of Boris Johnson and David Davis. The former foreign secretary accused the prime minister of waving a white flag ahead of negotiations to leave the EU and said the Brexit dream is dying. A teenage boy and a woman have been charged after a man suffered arm and head injuries during an assault in Sheerness. He was attacked at his home in Clyde Street late on Sunday night. A 16 and 45-year-old are due in court next month, accused of causing ABH and having an offensive weapon. Pound World is going to close 25 stores by Sunday. Administrators say it will lead to more than 200 job losses, with closures beginning today. It's not thought any Kent stores will be affected, though.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police officers in Kent are becoming the first in the country to get more training on how to help people who are being abused or harassed because of how they look. Charity Changing Faces say around a third of people with a disfigurement have been a victim of hate crime, but less than 30% report it. They're now going to work with the force on how cases should be handled and victims supported during the process. 24-year-old Rory Maguire has a large birthmark on his face and says he's been called names throughout his life.
Luckily, it didn't get physical very often, but there was a few times that I was sort of shoved around purely based on my appearance, but I've been called all sorts of different names over the years and stared at and laughed at a countless amount of times.
The Gravesend school is going to have to stay closed all week after a ceiling collapsed. It came down above the staff room at Singlewell Primary over the weekend and damaged some toilets and ICT equipment. Repair work's due to get underway today. An investigation is underway after war medals were stolen during a burglary in Broadstairs. Cash and a vacuum cleaner were also taken during the break-in on Salisbury Avenue in May. Anyone with information is being asked to come forward. KMFM's been told the number of people registered as private foster carers in Kent has reached a 10-year high. They're people who look after someone under the age of 16 full-time for more than a month but aren't a close relative. You legally have to notify the council about the arrangements. 94 people did that in the last financial year. Roger Goff's in charge of children, young people and education at KCC.
It can be a very important and worthwhile thing to be done when, for example, there are perhaps tensions within a family, perhaps a parent has had to be imprisoned, or indeed there can be a whole variety of other reasons which mean that this actually is something that may well work well for the child.
A hospital in Sardinia has confirmed George Clooney was taken there after being involved in a motorbike accident on his way to a film set. Officials say he's since been released. And around 100 RAF planes are taking part in a huge flypast over Buckingham Palace shortly. It's to celebrate 100 years since the formation of the Royal Air Force.
Sport. With Dynorod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dyno.com.
Football, and all 23 England players have trained this morning ahead of a first World Cup semi-final in 28 years. Nicola's got the details and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Jordan Henderson was a fitness worry for tomorrow's game with Croatia with a tight hamstring, but the midfielder was involved in this morning's session, as was Jamie Vardy, who's been troubled by a groin injury. Gareth Southgate's side will head to Moscow today. It's the first semi-final tonight. Meantime, France and Belgium face each other in St. Petersburg. On to tennis, and it's ladies' quarterfinals day at Wimbledon. Seven-time singles champion Serena Williams takes on Italy's Camilla Giorgi on centre court this afternoon. Yesterday, Roger Federer, Rafa Nadal and Novak Djokovic all reached the last eight. And in cricket, England's women can win their one-day international series against New Zealand later with a game to spare. Kent's Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh featured in their 142-run win over the tourists at the weekend. Play today is just getting underway in Derby. The final match is at Leicester on Friday.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.